Welcome back. This is Chicken Philosophy. The Carl Jung's Black Books, Part 72. The Angels of the Shemhamphoresh. Remember this? The one where there's... I think I got it wrong before, for those of you paying attention. The twos through the tens, not the twos through the nines. So everything except for the aces, the knights, the princesses, or what, it depends on the deck, you know, king, queen, page, and knight in the Rider-Waite. Anyway, what's my point? Well, no point really, except to say that this is the official logo. This is my symbol for those of you who've been to edwardreeb.com, that you might have seen this. This is also on my business cards. For example, the ones I use as bookmarks now that have an old phone number that doesn't exist anymore is this guy. But if you were to take the time to count all those little lines, you'd discover that there are 72 in the tarot, the way that they've got it, at least in Golden Dawn and its descendants. So it's sort of like when something happens, like, well, okay, too many tangents and too many red herrings in the tangents. What am I saying? This is our beverage. So I had my own thing going. Okay, what's my point? The cult I was in was like, don't read ahead. And so every once in a while I'd peek ahead, you know, but like not very often, you know. And so I learned it as I went, and they were like, yeah, and when you get up to level 7, then you get to learn about the Shemhamphoresh. So everybody was like, ooh, I can't wait to learn about the Shemhamphoresh. And one person would be like, oh, I already know about the Shemhamphoresh. And everybody would be like, fuck you, you know, or whatever. You know, cults. So, but I meditated, you know, and I was a spirited young lad, and I still was glossy-eyed about it all. I hadn't been jaded by the personalities and politics and all that, you know. So this is late 90s. And I just like sat in a garden, you know, for hours, just like contemplating 72. 72. Okay. 1, 2, 6, 24, 12. You know, I like breaking it down like 3, you know, like all the different elements that make it up, you know. What do you call that in normal speech when you divide a number by other numbers and you get the dividends? There we go. But that has terrible connotations. Oh, you had to take fucking mammon. They took a basic mathematics, like, and trumps. You can't say tarot trumps without people going, oh, trump. It's like the dividend. Oh, give me some dividends. You know, now what am I talking about? Okay, so I had my own thing going. Enough said. Maybe one day I'll tell you about it. Not today. We're moving on. It's been 5 minutes, for fuck's sake. So the drink is just coffee, and the incense. See, there's some 14, 12, I don't know how many. Hey, Editor Edward, could you, this is a tall order, because I remember reading about this, and, well, anyway, what does Dogen say? Was it Dogen? That there are the, what is it? 14, 16 items that a monk should have on his person when he's like a wandering monk. 18 items. It turns out it was less of a tall order than I had expected back when I was you. So this comes from the third volume of these four translations. I mean, these four volumes of translation of Dogen's Shobo Genzo. Dogen was the man who went from Japan to China and brought back Soto Zen and pronounced it Zen. It was pronounced Chan in China. Anyway, my favorite books. I mean, so far, nothing has surpassed. I have that Buddhist Books podcast that I'm up to episode 263, and I've read a bunch of different scriptures and things. But so far, nothing has quite resonated with me like these volumes did. And the reason it was easy for me to find the reference that you remembered from like 20 years ago when we first read it was because I found digital versions of these. I think they're PDFs, which you can search. You can just search there on the screen. Yeah, they're PDFs. you know, by keywords. So if you're interested in it, I'm going to put the links in the description below toward the top so you can see the four volumes of Shobo Genzo. I recommend getting them, you know. You can also go to Amazon or whatever and search for Shobo Genzo and look for the books that look like these four and get yourself a copy if you've got money burning a hole in your pocket. Otherwise, you can see the exact same translations for free by following the links that I'm going to put in the description. Okay, so the thing that you're making reference to, this is in Senmen. Every one of these chapters or lectures has a title. Senmen means washing the face. And just because for nerdy interest, those with who have nerdy interests, it was from 1239. So Dogen is quoting someone else. He says, "The Sutra of Pure Net Bodhisattva Precepts says, quote, disciples of the Buddha always practice dutta," which is representing the Sanskrit. Dutta has two meanings, the 12 ancient practices and the practice of begging for food every day and not accepting invitations, which is the first of the 12 dhuta. In this case, dhuta suggests the second meaning. Interesting, for those following Tipitaka, they accept invitations. So there are some differences, as you know, those who saw the recent one that we did yesterday on the subject of eating meat or not eating meat, or when it's okay to eat meat and when it's not okay to eat meat. There's some differences, for example, between the original scriptures of pre-sectarian early Buddhism and the Dalai Lama's personal practices, you know. And so there's some differences between Zen monks and Tipitaka monks when Lord Buddha was walking the earth. That's interesting. So, okay, always practice dutta. That's not one of the 18 items. In two periods of the year, sit in zazen in winter and summer and observe the summer retreat. Always use the willow twig. Let's put them up on the screen somewhere. The willow twig, powdered beans for washing, the three robes, a water bottle, good advice, the patra, don't know what a patra is, I'll look it up in a moment. Editor Edward, could you tell us what a patra is? It says here, a patra generally translates to leaf, letter, document, or plate. A written message addressed to a person or organization, letter, missive. Oh, okay. In Buddhism, patra refers to a begging bowl or alms bowl, symbolizing the Buddha's renunciation of material wealth and the challenges faced by his followers. That makes sense. A bowl, I should have noticed, was missing. But that is a you know, something that should be included on the list of 18 things. Thank you, Editor Edward. That was a bit silly. A prostration cloth. By the way, Editor Edward, can you tell us anything about the Pure Net Bodhisattva Precepts? In Mahayana Buddhism, the Pure Net Bodhisattva concept, often referred to as the Brahma Net Precepts, refers to the 10 major Bodhisattva precepts, which are a set of ethical guidelines for those striving towards enlightenment. I believe, Gwydion, you might recall when Pymander had you read, I don't know where the flame is, when Pymander had you read this book, in this episode of Martin Luther, of all things. And it says here that these moral codes were established and found in such texts as the Bodhisattva Bhumi, Khandragomin's Bodhisattvamaravimsaka, and the Brahmajala Sutra, the first one being from the Yogacara school, which is very interesting, going back to the 4th century Common Era, and the Brahmajala Sutra was translated into Chinese from the original Sanskrit in around 406, so it must be older than that. Thank you, Editor Edward. All right, so the three robes, the water bottle, the patra, a prostration cloth. I assume that's something you lay down on the grass so you can put your knees down and do prostration. I don't know. A staff. Always have to have a staff if you're going to be a Zen monk. Like, same rules as being a wizard in Lord of the Rings or whatever, or D&D. An incense burner. A bag for filtering water. That makes sense. You'd pour water through some kind of cloth bag to at least filter out, you know, the large bacteria or something. A hand towel.
It's a tough universe. If you're going to survive out there, you've really got to know where your towel is.
A knife, a flint, tweezers, a rope stool. What? A folding stool with a rope seat. Huh. Always have it on you. You have to have it. That's one of the things that's going to be in there, that big rectangular thing. Anyway, sutras, precepts, a Buddha image, so like a picture or a little statue, and a Bodhisattva statue. Oh, okay. So you have to have an image. Is that maybe that could be a statue or a drawn image, and a Bodhisattva statue. You have to have all these things on you, on your person, when you go off. When Bodhisattvas go practicing dukkha, and when they travel, even if the journey is hundreds of miles or thousands of miles, these 18 things should always go with them. The dukkha lasts from the 15th of the solar month. Okay, well, you can read more about that here. Then we're back to Dogen, the non-italics. Dogen saying, none of these 18 articles should be missing. If any were missing, it would be like a bird having lost a wing. Even with one wing remaining, it could never fly. Its conditions would not be those of the way of birds. Bodhisattvas are also like this. Unless equipped with these 18 wings, they cannot practice the Bodhisattva way. Thank you, Editor Edward. I have confidence in Editor Edward that he found something. Or he gave you some lame excuse as to why he couldn't tell you. The point is, you know, you gotta have your incense, so this is sort of a classic. Now, the thing is, the flavor, I think it's nice. It's familiar. But I don't remember what I put in here. So that's going to be our incense for the day. And now we can get to the part of the episode where I put my reading glasses on. Whoa, hi. Then I'll find a place to put this. I didn't prepare very well. I was supposed to light the candle and put the incense burner. Okay, just stick it in the candle, shove it in the wax. Cheers. Eh? Alchemy? No. All right, let's get to it. December 13th, 1915. Carl Jung sits down at his desk or wherever he writes this down. Presumably in the evening, late, I would assume. What does it mean that the mother attacks me? My human feeling? Quote, yes, of course. I don't know what voice this is, so I'm defaulting to anima voice. But it might have to adjust to some kind of weird zombie, knowing he's talking to the dead now. Yes, of course. What else? I'll do a plausibly deniable, like, slightly very... It's either, like, his soul in a slightly different transmuted state or in a specific mood. That it's not quite the... If this is your first time, you might not know what I'm talking about. But his anima has a voice, and it's very specific. And so I don't want... I'm hesitant to use the voice when I don't know who's talking. But it's in quotes, so... Here we go. Yes, of course. Become weak. Surrender. There comes a time for everything, and suddenly its time is no more. Let things and men go to their respective places. This is really about you. You are not tempered yet. Other fires must still overcome you. A Sonu quote. So it's still the soul talking. We're still in quotes. Sonu added an extra quote. Or maybe Carl did for some reason, but it's in the same paragraph. Usually what it is it's an end quote, but then he crosses it out and then, this thing's still talking, you know. So you should still learn to enjoy your solitude. That is what you want from others, isn't it? Maybe you want others to enjoy their solitude? I feel like there's short-term thinking and long-term thinking. And by long-term, I don't know if I mean long-term. Oh, and yeah, from the short-term perspective, I can understand how all the various attempts throughout history of approaching things long-term have failed, but I guess that's a fair point. I'm much more into like continuing the noble struggle. My great work is to continue the noble struggle of trying to find any value in what we've come up with thus far. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah. In other words, what do you want from others? Like as a psychiatrist, like or as a you know I don't presume to do this anymore, but as like a guide or teacher, you know, like on a soul level, you know, it's a specific kind of thing. What if you were to presume to have a goal for the other person, what would it be? And should it be there at all? Or should you not? Like, what if somebody's like destiny is to be the greatest villain on earth? Do you help them become the greatest villain on earth, or do you try to impose your will and turn them into something else, you know? I mean, that's an extreme example. And then there's everyone else, you know? And at a certain point, I don't know. Personally, it just doesn't seem... Like, I like what my dad said in Transformations. Let's do a Editor Edward, could you play the line I'm thinking of from Transformations?
So it just doesn't work very well to come out and tell them. It really works better to let them remember. They get to create their experience of remembering and feel no need to kowtow to us and or burn us at some stake or take sides about it and do both. Let's face it. We've done that before. It's boring. Let's face it, you and I. The Piscean Age is over and done with. If we are to mass together in crowds, let's do it to celebrate each other.
Yeah. So, I'm not about trying to be up against other rooster gurus, you know, strutting my feathers, trying to be like... No, none of that.
Nobody's doing that.
You know, like I'm not trying to be up on a stage, you know. But if I was, and Carl is, you know, he's up on a stage, a big one. I mean, he's, you know, basically running, as far as I understand, the psychological council of Switzerland, you know, or something. He's got all kinds of things going on already, like, and he's sitting there at night with his candle, like, trying to figure out how the brain works, you know, just by poking at his own brain until something makes sense. So it's a good question, is what I'm saying. What do you want for others? Now, allow yourself to have that. Like, what's the thing... You want solitude from others? That's what it comes down to. I'm trying to interpret. What do you mean you want solitude? Isn't that what you want for others? Like, you want others to have solitude? What's going on? You wanted to ease the other's solitude. You wanted to escape your solitude. That's it. End quote. Oh, yeah, that's fair. Okay, not in quotes, so this is Carl's response. But what is it about love? Quote, with love, what is love?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
congratulations, whoever that was. Editor Edward, who was that? First time on Chicken Philosophy. This is in quotes. Living above all that is what love is. Living above all that is what love is. Got to find the right emphasis to make the sentence make sense. Is war love? I would say no. But you might find love in it. Which is how you end up with people who are like, yeah, well, my mom is French, but my dad, it's love, you know, like war. I mean, as a side effect of like people being told by their government to forcibly go into another country, sometimes they end up meeting somebody there under various degrees of circumstances, various types. And love is there in war, or, you know, but war itself, no, by definition, I'd say no. War is not love. You are bound to see what kind of sentimental magic men have conjured into love. But, yeah, that feels true. That feels like a... Hey, why is it when Carl... It's weird. It's weird. I mean, how when Carl is talking to this other voice, and he's putting that voice in quotes, that voice always makes perfect sense. Not always, not 100%. Sometimes it's a little odd. It's like, what are you doing, Carl? Have you got a clear connection through the Ouija board in your mind? Or what's happening? You know? Therefore, above all, solitude. If until every softness toward yourself has been burnt out of you, you shall freeze after the devil has preceded you. Okay, I take that back about this voice in quotes making, you know, like, oh, this is clearly the voice of reason here. Well, no, but maybe it's alchemical, it's symbolic. Ooh, I don't know. Now is not the time for love, but for deeds. End quote. Oh, it was just slightly metaphorical. Like, love as in, go do that thing that your heart is telling you to do. You're frozen by, you know, like Madonna.
You're frozen when your heart's not open.
Yeah, you gotta open your heart to me. Darling, I'll be the lock if you turn the key. Why do you mention deeds? Which deeds? End quote. Your work. End quote. I think we're ahead of Carl Jung right now. I mean, we all kind of know where he ended up in the end, but it's like, what do you mean? My work? My science?
Science!
My book? Quote, it's not your book, it's the book. And then there's a Sonu quote. Science is what you do. Do it without hesitation. There is no way back, only forward. Your love belongs there. Ridiculous, your love. You must allow death to occur. End quote. It's fair. I mean, in the sense of... It's useful to work toward, I would say, having the ability to go through the eye of the needle. Not saying you're a camel. By the way, that was like a typo situation where it's a cord, like a thick cord through the eye of a needle. You can't put a thick cord through the eye of a needle, but then like translators in Greece were like, thought it said camel, which is really trippy. I mean, that's like the coolest, like most psychedelic, like Jesus quote, where he's like, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And like a billion people around the world at least are like, yeah, it's easier for a camel to go through. That's what Jesus said. And it's like a cable. But it's fun. I like the camel thing. But let's say we are camels. It's useful to be able to get through the eye of the needle. and we're speaking in slightly symbolic language, not heavily symbolic, not like obscure symbolism in a David Lynch movie symbolic. I mean like just slightly off from like solid realism, ephemeral realism, like death, to go through it, to experience the disappearance of everything that would disappear. You know, let's say imagine going through it. That's a start, but you know, you don't have to actually, you know, lose your contact with the body to undergo the experience. That's the whole point of like esotericism and initiation. It's like this thing isn't just you know, a chart of what goes on in the afterlife, something you have to memorize so that you know the right thing to say to Anubis. Like, that's what we call exoteric. Esoteric is what I just said. You can become Osirified right now if you just decide. I'm having a Martin Luther moment when he's like, now listen, you might hear the Holy Spirit talking to you when you're doing your prayer. You know, keep spaces for silence, and if good thoughts come, write them down. Take that shit seriously, you know, like, and people, German farmers everywhere were like, yes, okay, I will, you know. I don't mean to say things like that. Good thing nobody's actually, I mean, there's a few people, hi. No, but hopefully won't be like hundreds of millions of people watching it. Then surely at least a few of them will take it as dogma when I just start like talking shit. So God forbid that should ever occur. Yeah. Science is what you do. We read that. You must allow death to occur. End quote. At least let the dead stay with me. So I think Carl's kind of on a different level than what I've been talking about with, like, he wants ghosts to hang out in his house. Yeah, it's different. A little different. Quote, enough dead. You are surrounded. End quote. Yeah, he does have a lot of dead around him right now. I didn't notice anything. Quote, you ought to notice them. End quote. I don't know, I think I'm with Carl on that particular debate. I think it's better not to look them in the eye, because then you know, they know you're seeing them, and, you know, we've all seen Constantine. How can I? Quote, proceed. Everything will come toward you. Not today, but tomorrow. End quote. I try to regain my composure. Only graves before me. What accursed will is above me? That was Carl talking, not a quote. Quote, the will of God, that is stronger than you, bearer, slave. You have fallen into the hands of the greater. He knows no mercy. How you guys doing? I'm just going to take a moment and turn the page here. See what comes after the.
Islam is rising. The Christians mobilizing. The world is on its elbows and knees. It's forgotten the message and worships the creeds. The world is on its elbows.
Christian shrouds have fallen. Fit right into this fucking song. That's what that did. The God has become strong again. You have conceived him anew. This is all in quotes. He is your son, and the power is with him. The yoke of men is lighter than the yoke of the God, the capital G. there's a the in front of it, you don't need to capitalize it. Unless you're talking about God, in which case, don't put a the in front of it, you weirdo. Oh, this is in quotes. So maybe it's like from another, like some kind of universal realm, astral realm outside of time. So they're not, they don't have the same rules that English does. All right. But he who does not fall into the hands of men falls into the hands of the God. May he be well, and may woe betide him.
Woe.
There is no escape, end quote. Is that freedom? Quote, the highest freedom, only the God above you, through yourself. That's what I'm saying. That's where Carl and I are on the same page right there. We're not always on the same page, but I think I like younger Carl. Anyway, may he be well, and we read that already. Quote, the highest freedom. Right. Comfort yourself with this and that as well as you can. The God bolts doors that you cannot open. Let your feelings whimper like puppies. The ears on high are deaf. End quote. Carl, who are you talking to? I think you should get their name, I guess. You don't need their number if they're outside this universe. Is there no outrage for the sake of the human? Quote, outrage. I laugh at your outrage. End quote. Carl being an enlightened centrist. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. It's a different time. Is that freedom? No. He says, are you God? Okay, Carl doesn't know who he's talking to either. I suppose that's a fair question. Quote, it is I, yourself, and yours, and the God. End quote. How unsolemn, Carl says. Quote, God is not solemn. He is terrible. Solemnity belongs to you. It is human, not divine. God has no need of theater. Unless you count us, right? I am the highest of the dead. And resurrected. Are you Jesus? I was dead. You gave me life. My life. I don't think it's Jesus. I mean, on a higher level, everybody's Jesus. But on a lower level, this is not. This is someone else. Are you taking revenge for that on me? Quote. Oh, there's no quote. But I think it's meant to be in quotes. Revenge is human. God does not know revenge. He knows only power and creation. He commands and you act. Your anxieties are laughable. There is only one road, the military road of the Godhead. It's the case where I don't know what editor Edward played right then, but I know he played something. All right. Well, that was fun. I'd say we should read another one. Wouldn't you? Edward. Thank you. December 20th, 1915. Happy winter solstice. of 109 years ago, technically, but I mean 110, basically. Never mind. The transformation into a woman, which was still missing. Is it next? Wow. Carl was asking that back then. All right. He was onto something. Anyway. It's making me weak. Never mind. All right. What inane, aimless confusion prevails here? A rabbit hutch of mess and stupidity. Is this the state of consciousness of a woman? No, Carl. One no longer knows if and what one can still choose. What do you command? Quote, I say, receive, accept what's at hand. Simple duty, astonishment, ignorance of the furthest, formless desire, faithful acceptance with care, no far-reaching plan, no great undertaking, simplicity underlined, end quote, says the highest resurrected one, not the soul apparently, so different voice. Do you want more? Quote, no, that will do, difficult enough, end quote. Is there something special in the air? Quote, only you, circumspection and tranquility, quiet care, no undertaking, bracket parentheses, end quote, end bracket parentheses. Thank you, Sonia. December 26th, 1915. You didn't write on Christmas, huh? You had something more important to do on Christmas? Had to wait till day after Christmas, 1915. Here we go. We have to greet a new light, a blood-red sun, it seems to me, a painful wonder. Should it be the sacrifice of joy? I don't know what that means exactly, but knowing Christians, it's probably an orgasm. Of all joy, provided... Oh, is this quotes? In quotes. Quote, of all joy, provided that you do it yourself. It should neither be made nor sought. It should come. If it must come. I am the master. Carl, who are you talking to? And demands your service. Oh, the highest resurrected one. Oh, okay, you have to do what it says, Carl. You're Christian, remember? You should not serve your potential devil. Yeah, there's only two things in the spectrum, please. There is no spectrum. It's either Jesus or Satan, so... You gotta pick one. It's the voice that's in your head that's currently talking to you that seems nice, but a little weird. And it's telling you what to do, Carl. You gotta do what the voice in your head says. That leads to superfluous pain. True joy is simple and comes and exists from itself. And is not to be sought here and there. At the risk of... I mean, if you do it yourself, yeah, you don't have to go anywhere. Maybe somewhere private. At the risk of encountering Black Knight, you must devote yourself to me and seek no joy. Joy can never, ever be prepared, but exists of its own accord, or exists not at all. Fair point, voice in Carl's head. All you must do is fulfill your task, nothing else. Joy comes from fulfillment, not from searching for it. End quote. He's his own life coach, motivating him to grind. Gotta grind. Grind. Grind has multiple meanings these days. But one of them is, never mind. You are strict. Quote, I have the power. I want to command. You need to obey. Obey, Carl. Come on. You know, this seems legit. End quote. I am anxious that you will destroy me. Oh, it will. Quote, I am life itself that only wants to destroy the unfit. All right. I suppose nature, I mean, that is natural selection. I am life itself. It's fair. We don't need to jump immediately to Hitler. It does describe also nature. So, I'll read it again, just so we're clear what it says. I am life itself that only wants to destroy the unfit. Well, bossy much? Higher self? Guide? Thing? Take care that you are no unapt tool, or I'll destroy you. That's what's implied to me, right? You want to rule yourself? You steer your ship onto the sand, build your bridge, and don't think of wanting to take the helm. You get confused and go astray if you want to escape my service. There is no salvation outside my service. Yeah, it is Jesus, it turns out. Or someone, it's the demiurge, it's the false Jesus, or maybe the Antichrist, whatever, you know. Not the cool Antichrist. Like, more like the omen, you know. I'll keep reading. Don't take what I'm saying seriously. There is no salvation outside my service. Why are you dreaming and hesitating? End quote. Make decisions quickly, change your mind slowly. What is it, Carl? You gonna join the cult? Are you gonna give me your neck? Give me a, you know. You see, I am blind and ignorant. Where shall I begin? Quote, it always begins with the small things. Always with the neighbor. I know this already. Putting it into action is more difficult, especially during lockdown. No, I'm kidding. At least, as you can see, I do my very best. What do you want? Quote, you need to find that out. Do you think that I should hand you everything on a plate? Where is your church? Where is the holy ceremony? End quote. That seems to me pure madness and tasteless as well. Quote, so you don't want to? End quote, I don't know how. Quote, then think about it. End quote, I'm getting sick of it. I find it disgusting. Quote, the church? Did the ancestors think this way? That way? End quote, I will try my best. Not in quotes, that's Carl. I will try my best. Quote, I want the church. It is necessary for you and for others. Otherwise, what are you going to do with those whom I force on to you and at your feet? You ought to lovingly receive them, not in your bosom, but in the bosom of the church. End quote. Where is it? How do I create it? Quote, stone by stone, your dreams will speak. End quote. Shall I become a sect leader? What the devil? No, Carl. Yeah, we just tease you when we call you a cult leader. You're cool. You're all right. You're one of the good ones. Like me. Quote, the beautiful and natural will nestle and show ways. The church is something natural as well. End quote. David J.
Girl's nature is part of nature too.
It's all the same thing. No new tale to tell.
Thank you, David J. Haskins of Love and Rockets and Bauhaus and other bands. Tones on Tail, I think. Was he in Tones on Tail? Or those were some of the other guys. Anyway, the point is, yeah. That's what he said. The church is natural. The church is part of nature. If the church is part of nature, so's everything else. Should it be something external? Quote, no, internal. End quote. Why then ceremonies? Bracket parentheses, quote, end bracket parentheses. Thank you, Sonu. There are also internal ceremonies. This one time, sidebar, I'll get back to it. This one time, I had a dream. For those who don't know, my mom passed away back in the 90s. It's been a while. You don't have to be like, oh, really? I'm sorry. No, it's happened in the previous millennium. Anyway, my point is, she appeared in a dream, and she was inside of this, like, rubber, like, padded tent thing that was, like, inflated, and she was really upset, and she was speaking to me through the intercom. And it was coming through really loud. It was hurting my ears. And I was like, stop yelling. And then she was really upset. And I said, well, shut it down. I don't remember what the dream was about. I said, just shut it down. And she said, okay. And then I woke up and immediately I was sick. I was like major flu symptoms sick. And then at the time, I didn't have my shit together. I was trying at being vegetarian, but I didn't know how to do it yet. So I wasn't getting all the stuff the body needs to, you know, for example, fight off a cold. And I think that it was my mitochondria that was having trouble. Anyway, the point is, it was the digestion, mitochondria, mother, you know, the DNA, or is it DNA or RNA? Well, anyway, the mitochondrial DNA, I think, or RNA. Editor Edward?
Mitochondrial DNA.
Thank you, Editor Edward. I should know that. I did, after all, write the DNA alphabet by V.H. Frater B.T. That's another name for quitting. Quote, there are also internal ceremonies. The ceremony must be dissolved and become spirit. The bridge should lead out beyond humanity. Inviolatable, far of the air. Your bridge is too low. People will knock their heads on it. There is a community of spirits. Bracket parentheses, end quote, end bracket parentheses. That line was pretty far out. I have to give it to him. What, should there be no outer community? Quote, no, but an inner spiritual community, end quote. Okay, voice in Carl's head. When you say, should it be external or internal? Internal. So not external, like not like out in the world, not out where you can see it, but like within. So there should be an internal community that doesn't exist externally, or there shouldn't be, there should be an external, there should be a different definition for the words in this context than in the previous one? I'm confused. Maybe you'll clarify. There should be nothing visible, right? Carl and I, again, same page. 1915, Carl and Edward. Quote, no, everything ought to be spiritual, outer dealings are limited to signs with solid meaning. Well, makes sense. And quote, that doesn't bear thinking about. It's incomprehensible. No, it's perfectly comprehensible. It's what I'm doing right now. It's, you know, how you do stuff in the world externally. Quote, community with the dead. Oh, it's this stuff. Yeah, I should remember that this is kind of what it keeps revolving around. Community with the dead is what both you and the dead need. End quote. Interesting. Very interesting. Do you mean worship of the spirits? Quote, do not commingle with any of the dead. Daryl Hannah.
He who taps with the spirit taps with the grave.
I know that was Steve Guttenberg, but Daryl Hannah's in the movie too. It's High Spirits. It's pretty good. Here's a trailer. But stand apart from them and give to each his due. End quote. What is it they demand? Quote, your prayers. End quote. So, yeah, you don't have to worship them. Just pray to them. Says Satan. No. I can understand why the true believer fundies, you know, God bless them, are freaked out by Carl Jung's Black Book. To the dead? Which ones? Quote, to all of them. End quote. Teach me the prayer of the dead. Quote, listen, here it is. Editor Enron, would you change the music while I read the prayer of the dead being dictated to Carl by a voice in his head? We thought Carl wrote it. I mean, I guess legally speaking he did, but did he? You dead, I call you. You shades of the departed, who have cast off the torment of living, come here. My blood, the juice of my life, will be your meal and your drink. Sustain yourself from me, so that life and speech will be yours. Come, you dark and restless ones, I will refresh you with my blood. The blood of a living one, so that you will gain speech and life in me and through me. I need you, and you need me. Yeah, it's Carl's early unpublished stuff. It's when he was before he got his shit together. The God forces me to address this prayer to you so that you come to life. Too long have we left you alone. Let us build the bond of community so that living and dead images will become one and the past will live on in the present. Our desire pulls us to the living world. We are lost in our desire. Come to the potion of living blood. Drink your fill. I think, was that the dead that just chimed in the middle there? Sometimes you do that when you're doing a certain types of invocation. Gods or whatever, you start to talk as the god. In this case, it's the dead. I mean, that line didn't really fit as the invoker of the dead. Our desire pulls us to the living world, and we are lost in our desire. No, I guess that also applies to Carl. Whoever else. Come to the potion of the living blood. Drink your fill so that we will be saved from the inextinguishable and unrelenting power of vivid longing for visible, graspable, and present being. Drink from our blood of desire that begets evil, as quarrel, discord, ugliness, violent deeds, and famishment. Take, eat, this is my body that lives for you. Take, eat, drink, this is my blood whose desire flows for you. Come, celebrate a last supper with me for your redemption and mine.
Help me to understand your language, so that I will not stray from you, nor you from me. I need community with you, so that I fall prey neither to the community of the living, nor to my desire and yours. That's quite a pickup line, Carmen, after a whose envy is unsatiable, unending, cross out unending, and therefore begets evil. Help me, so that my desire is always directed toward you. Cross out my desire is always directed toward you. Help me, I do not forget that my desire is a sacrificial fire for you. It sounds like he's found like the good parts of Christianity. Now he's on fire with the spirit and actually doing the shit. You are my community. I live what I can live for the living, but I cannot live the excess of my longing with the living. It belongs to you, you shades. We need your living with us. Be auspicious to us and open our closed spirit so that we become blessed with the redeeming light. May it happen thus. Amen. Then there's a little line, which normally would mean,
I'm going up now.
But in this case, I rather think it's the opposite. I think it's a rest stop on the way to the surface from wherever he just was to avoid, you know, that thing that divers get if they come up too quickly. The bends. Address this prayer to the dead. Oh, I was wrong. It should be so that you will have redemption. Great is the need of the dead. The God needs no sacrificial prayer. He stands beyond goodwill or ill will. Maybe you're God. He is kind and fearsome. Oh, okay, maybe it's my God too. But the dead hear your prayers, since they are still of human nature and not free of goodwill and ill will. Do you not understand? History is older and wiser than you. Was there a time when there were no dead? That's a good one. That's a good one. Only recently have men begun to forget the dead and to think that they have now begun the life, sending them into a frenzy. End quote. All right. I don't know. It assumes a lot, but I enjoy it. You know, I mean, it assumes that there's no other place to go for the dead. I mean, surely some are trapped here, if that's a thing, if you want to cross over with me to that side of the line where we suppose perhaps that there are ghosts and that you can go one place or another, or another, or another. More than two, I'd say. Or three, if you're Catholic. Anyway, I enjoyed it. I don't know. It successfully gave me insight into a little more additional insight into one aspect of where Carl was coming from when he was exploring a territory of the human experience that I find very relatable and that I also went through at various stages with various people growing up and as an adult. And yeah, I like it. You know, I mean, there's that, for those who are watching everything, there's
that whole, like, chest pink light thing, which is kind of like where my mind goes with the, here, drink my blood, let's be one community. Like, the part of me that's, like, kind of, like, overlooking the creepy and weirdness and vampiriness of that, you know? Like, on one hand, there's the romanticization post, Ayn Rand or whoever wrote Interview with the Vampire. No, I know, it's just not coming to me, Editor Edward. Thank you, Editor Edward. Anyway. Like Vampire Diaries and Twilight, you know, and everything. There's this idea of vampires and their relationships with humans as being, you know, the stuff of modern day fairy tales, as it were, at times for some people. But that plus, you know, the idea of the chest light that can unite the universe and all universes and whatnot, past, present, future, and everything. And, you know, on an aesthetic level, you might say, if you're into this shit, that's blood, you know, basically, or it's the circulatory system, so. And perhaps the breath and circulatory system. The chakra that corresponds with Typhoiret or whatever, I don't know, you know, like something like that, you know. At least that's how my personal religion got formed, you know. Some people share it, there's overlap, it's criticizable, and it's sort of like a little bit Frankenstein-y mishmash, kind of like take something from here and put it there. I have a theory that that the British were jealous after they saw India, you know, so they wanted to find a way that they could, within the context of Judeo-Christianity, you know, do shit with incense. And I mean, they already do some of it in Catholicism, but they don't do too many pentagrams or, you know, this kind of thing. Do something cooler, do something a bit more, do something with more magic to it. Like they do in India when they sit there and do their chakras and vibrate and tone different names of God for each of the chakras. Like, why don't we have something like that? Well, why don't we take the tree of life that the Jesuits converted into like something that could fit on a man and then vibrate the names of all the names on the middle pillar? Yeah, but there isn't. What do we do for Da'at? Which fucking divine name is that going to be? Like, I don't know, the one above it. Like, just use the one for Bina in place of Da'at, and then just, you can... Never mind. Yeah, so it was good. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And blessings from whatever this is, and whatever this is, and whatever it all is. I don't know. All right. I guess that's it. Next time it'll be BT doing Nag Hammadi, as it was in the beginning of Nag Hammadi. Until then, Editor Edward, let's do an end screen, but you decide what the end screen... could you tell us what the end screen's going to be? It's the playlist called All Videos by Popularity. It's on the Pymander Aquarian channel, but it includes all the videos from Chicken Philosophy, Esoteric Nerd, Buddhist Books, Edward Reed, Gwydion, you name it. Almost all of my videos that are on YouTube. And there's currently 894 videos on the playlist. And it starts with the one that's been seen by the most people, 19,000, and goes all the way to the zeros. All right. Well, that'll be the end screen. Editor Edward has spoken. Until next time.